Good morning. Now, since last week, I'm always double checking to make sure I'm live. Like, am I live or am I not live? Good morning. Hey, y'all. Hey. Oh, my God. Welcome to a day of fresh starts. Ooh. And new beginnings. Fresh starts and new beginnings. Thank you, Father God. Welcome to a day of fresh starts and new beginnings. Can y'all put that in the comments? I know it look a little different today. Welcome to, hey, Ms. Williams, welcome to a day of fresh starts. Come on, and new beginnings. Say it. I'm welcoming to a day of fresh starts. Ooh, come on, and new beginnings. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord, for a day of fresh starts and new beginning. Hey, Masa. Hey, Jerrica. Come on, y'all. Start sharing the video. We putting it in the groups. We putting it on our timelines. We sharing it with people. I'm going to give you a little testimony, too, in just a second when more of our family is on here. Welcome to Fresh Starts and New Beginnings. Ooh, can you put that? Come on, put that in the comments. Welcome to Fresh Starts and New Beginnings. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Welcome to Fresh Starts and New Beginnings. Come on, y'all. Welcome to Fresh Starts. That's what we put in the comments today. Every day, see my perfect mug. Every day is a day for a fresh start. Welcome to Fresh Starts. My God, and new beginnings. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to Fresh Starts. Come on, y'all. And new beginnings. Thank you, Father God. Welcome to Fresh Starts and new beginning. I'm sharing. I want you to share too. Start sharing. I'm going to tell you something about the power of a share. And I mean this with everything in me. You would be amazed at who your share may impact. I'm a cry baby. If you call me crying, I'm crying with you. I'm just that person. If you call me crying, I'm crying with you. You ain't got to cry. I'm probably still crying. So y'all know I wrote a book, 30 Days of Prayer. And I wrote the book in 2019, but we released the book this year. Just being obedient to the Lord. It's just 30 days of praying for your children, praying for your grandchildren. And a friend of mine was talking to a friend of hers who is Muslim. And she said, I need help with my children. And she said, let me send you something for you to get. I can't even get this out. And she sent her a link, knowing that my friend believes in Jesus, knowing that my friend follows Christ. She sent her a link of 30 days of prayer. And this Muslim woman purchased 30 days of prayer. My heart has not been the same since yesterday to think about the effectiveness or the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like my heart has not been the same to think about like what he can do, what he's capable of doing, what once we get outside of ourselves, we are not ashamed of the gospel. We share the gospel. He has called us to nations. He has called us to disciple others. And here it is. She said, she texted me yesterday. She said, do you recognize that a Muslim woman just brought 30 days of prayer? And I'm like, God, you defy all boundaries. You defy all borders. I didn't have to try it. I didn't have to make it up. I didn't have to whatever. But the book is now in her hands and it is full of Jesus. And my mind was just blown at what God can do through a simple share. Through someone having faith, even for her, for me, I don't even think she knows. It's like, you have faith in what God gave me to write. Yeah, Teresa, it's worth celebrating. And so this woman has this book that's full of the Lord, that she'll pray the prayers. Like, she took a chance and a risk on Jesus, Tiff. Like, she took a chance and a risk on Jesus. And so, like, it's okay, Lord. Like, okay, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to not be a part of it. I don't, like, whatever you're doing, whatever you're going on, whatever you got going on, I want to be, yeah. One of my friends says it's a spiritual ripple effect. It is. That's why the sharing is so important. That's why the just you being bold enough to share your faith is bigger than you can imagine, right? Like, it's just bigger than you can imagine. So now here, this woman of another faith has this book in her hand because she was looking for some. She's like, how do you do this? How do you do your children? She's asking her, like, what? And she goes, here's my resources. Like, here's my resources. This is what I'm using in this season. So I'm just overwhelmed with the goodness of God. Maybe she'll plug into the devotional. Maybe so. And just believe in God, because I know that God has told me that we are called to nations. We are called to different cultures. We are called to not just women. We are called to men as well. So y'all celebrate Jesus on that. That's huge. My heart has been so full behind that. I want to pray over you. I want to get started. Don't make me, you're going to make me, don't make me cry. My God. That's it. That the fire of God is being sparked in her life. That she'll never be the same. That the hand of God will be seen. That she'll come to know the one true King. Because, like, God has truly transformed and changed my life. I don't know how anybody does life without God. Okay. So let me pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God, that you are King of Kings, that you are Lord of Lords, that you are the great I Am. We thank you, Father God, for you are ruler over everything. You have dominion over this earth, and there is no circumstance or situation that's too hard for you. So, Father God, first, we want to come to you with repentance. you said it's a fresh start. You said it's a fresh beginning. But we want to make sure we clean our slates. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you forgive us, that you forgive us for any sin that we've committed, a sin of omission, things we may not even known that we have done, Lord God. Lord, we understand in your word that we all fall short of your glory, but Lord God, we don't want to come up short. So this morning we confess our faults to one another, Lord God. We confess our sins before you, Lord God, and we thank you for the cleansing and the washing of the blood. And we thank you, Father, for the freedom that comes in Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are renewing our mind so that we don't have to be caught up in those old places anymore. And Father God, I just thank you this morning that you are redeeming the time. If anyone thought they were behind, if anyone thought they were off schedule, if anyone thought it was too late for them to reach their goals, we thank you, Father God, that you are redeeming the time. And Lord God, I'm bold enough to pray this morning for restoration. Woo! Lord God, restore us, restore everything that the enemy has ever taken from us. Lord God, restore what the cankerworm and the locust has eaten. Restore, oh Lord, restore. You can ask him that. Put that in your comments, like, restore, Lord God, restore, Lord God, restore, restore. Come on, y'all, get bold. We're boldly before God. Restore, restore, Father God, if time was stolen. Restore, Father God, if finances was stolen. Restore, Father God, if relationships were stolen. Lord God, restore if influence and impact was stolen, Lord God. And this morning, Father God, we are asking that you divinely position us. Woo! We cannot reach our destiny without you. So, Lord God, divinely position us for our next. Woo! Bring us more opportunities, Lord God, so that we can be effective, influence, and make impact for you. Multiply and increase our social media platforms, Lord God, not for us, but for your glory. Lord God, multiply and increase our followers. Multiply and increase our business, Lord God. Father God, put us in places, put us in magazines, put us on radio stations, put us before television, put us, Father God, with new contracts, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for opening doors today, not tomorrow. Holy Spirit, you are our greatest advocate. Go advocate for us. Go advocate. Go speak into the ears of those that are supposed to be connected to us. Go speak into the ears of those that are supposed to promote us. Go speak into the ears of those that are supposed to increase us. Go speak into the ears of those that are supposed to give to us. Woo, my God. My God, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you're making those people uncomfortable, Lord God, until they do what you ask them to do, Lord God, that they can't sit still, that they can't sleep, Father God, because they are mindful of us. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for repositioning us. Thank you for zeal and knowledge. Thank you, Father God, for fanning the flame. Woo! Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, 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 thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness towards us. My God, we thank you for fresh starts. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for wiping our slate clean, Lord God. So, Lord God, those things that have tormented us and kept us in repetitive cycles and kept us in condemnation and kept us in shame and kept us in cycles of brokenness, Lord God, we thank you that you are removing those things from our knowing. Woo, Lord God. And we have fresh thoughts and we have fresh vision and we have fresh reminders, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for putting a new song in our heart, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for stretching us and increasing us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that our mind is the mind of Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that our will is your will. Ooh, make us bold and courageous in this new season that you have brought us in, Lord God. And for those that are still in transitions, Lord God, give them the grace, peace, and strength to keep holding on. Woo! Thank you, 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 thank you. Cause us to walk on water in this season. Cause us to stretch and walk into new levels of faith. Cause us, Lord God, to see things the way you see things, Lord God. Remove the scales off our eyes. Unclog our ears. Bring us into new relationships. Take us away from familiar places. Lord God, do not even allow us to be familiar with you. Ooh, holy, 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 holy is he. And we want to give you your reverence and your just due, Lord God. Thank you for new measures of power. Thank you for new strength today. Thank you, Lord God. You are tearing down those strongholds. My God, you are tearing those down the strongholds in our mind. Thank you for plucking us, our children, our family out of the enemy's hands. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for reminding us who we are today. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread. Thank you for your hedge of protection set around us, our communities, our cities, our homes, our children, Lord God, our state, our nation, our leaders. Woo! Thank you for godly leaders. Father, thank you. You are raising up fathers, Lord God, and surrogate fathers, my God, to make impact in the lives of our children. We thank you, Jesus, for giving us your holiness. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being comforter. Woo, my God, for being teacher. My God, for being advocate and for giving us new strength. This is a day we have never, ever, ever, ever seen before. And today we expect more out of heaven than ever before. Confuse every plot, ploy, every plan of the enemy, destroy his works, contend with those that contend with us in the name of Jesus. Break it up, nullify it, disqualify it, Father God, in the spirit realm. My God, the enemy cannot even encroach on our territory in this season. Lord, cause us to overcome. Cause us to pick up and fight in the spirit of might. Cause us, Lord God, to walk in overwhelming victory. My God. In Jesus' name. Woo! In Jesus' name. Woo! In Jesus' name. Amen. Restore everything. I need to give y'all this testimony. I tell it right. My girl Julia started a business. And first of all, she's anointed. She's called and qualified to do what God has called her to do. And she is a woman of principle. And I'm going to tell it like this, but it's probably not exactly how she told it to me. But she said the Lord had talked to her about her giving. She gave what God told her to give. And then she stood in position for her business. She has contracts out into next year. And as I was praying for contracts and doors to be open, the same God that works in Juju's life is the same God that'll work in your life for your business. God didn't give you a business to fail. God didn't give you a ministry to fail. God didn't give you a plan for it to fail. This is not like the God we serve. My God. But the whole point is she obeyed and she trusted God. I promise you this. It's a principle of the kingdom that if you will put your full, not in man, not in yourself, not in what you are comfortable with, right? Like, and delayed disobedience is still disobedience. Like, she's not my only testimony lately. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. So I don't want you in delayed obedience either. But the obedience to what God is asking, and not according to your time. Because sometimes we'll do what God requires us to do just a little bit. Right? Like just a little bit. We'll do what God has called us to do just a little bit. And then when we think it's not working or we feel like we've had enough, we'll shift and we'll get off what God has said. Right? No, not according to your time. Right? According to his time. But I'm watching her obedience. I'm watching her put her full trust and weight on God. And I'm watching him multiply and increase what he gave for her, because this is now I understand what I got to teach today. This is 100% truth that I'm going to say this to you. I mean, I'm for real about this. Wherever he wills, he will provide. Don't let the enemy lie. If God wills you to something, if God wills, the boys and I have been just talking. We do devotion at night. And we've been talking about miracles, signs, and wonders follow those who believe. God has had us dealing with that in our own life. And we just, and at the result of the obedience, because it follows those that are following Christ, right? It follows those that are following Christ. But it takes a course and an action of faith. And unfortunately, when people have never experienced this kind of life, they try to place doubt. Like there's a gift of faith, right? I've taught on the gifts, right, y'all? There's a gift of faith as well. Like that's a gift that you have, a gift to live in like a radical faith type of whatever. But there's a faith that trusts and believe that God is God. And they're not just in salvation. Yes, salvation is the most important thing, discipleship. But we are ambassadors of Christ here on this earth. We are called into purpose. We have mountains we are supposed to influence. We have places we are supposed to be. We have people we are supposed to connect to, that just us being in position Justice being in a position. The lady that I told you got my book, the reason that she was able to connect to the other lady was simply because of the college that her son chose. Nothing is coincidental. Nothing is, you may not understand how God is leading you, but nothing is, it is not coincidental because you're here this morning. You're not here for me. You're here because the Holy Spirit led you here for a particular reason. You are not in the people's lives, Tiff, that you're in those people's lives, unless you're off into some weird right now. I'll just be honest, you're not connected to the people that you're connected to by coincidence. There's always a lesson. There's always something going on. You're not at the job that you're at just because you're at the job you're at. You're not. Like, you got to stop thinking as life is just like chance or luck or you fatalistic. Every kingdom citizen is being divinely orchestrated. I could tell you some connections that I have made through this devotional that make absolutely no sense. But when we come behind the scenes and we begin to talk about it, it's like this all is adding up. And we take life so casual that we miss often the divine orchestration. Yeah, Ave, you said it right. Everything has purpose, but you got to look for it. And a lot of times we're not looking for the purpose of God in our relationships. I often pray, Lord, why am I here? Why am I in this person's life? How can you get the glory out of my life? What's the connection here? God was giving me something about two friendships. And then I'm going to give you the word. He was giving me something about two friendships that I have in my life. And he said, they're just good sisters in Christ. Like, they're just good sisters in Christ. And I said, thank you for this. Because sometimes we'll try to divine something because we feel a pull or a connection. He was like, they're just good sisters in Christ. And I was like, Lord, thank you for this. I don't have to make it be more than that. I don't have to attach it and put it anywhere else. He said, they're just good sisters in Christ. And I get to let them be good sisters in Christ. And I get to be, and I don't have to assign more meaning. And I don't have to do it. Yes, just paths align and steps are ordered if we will follow them, right? But it's going to take faith. It's going to take trust. It's going to take obedience. It's going to take you coming outside your will. You have to fall. Oh, sometimes there are seasons, I hear you, Holy Spirit, that you have to fall away from everything that you've known. Oh my God, that you have to fall away from everything that has been familiar to you so that you could tap into everything God has for you. And it is probably like one of the most hardest things for people because we love familiarity. Well, sometimes you got to pull away from everything that's familiar from you and tap into what seems unusual to you so that you can walk in the fullness of what God has called you to do. It is an order to God that is not ever known just in our natural. And it will make you uncomfortable and it will overwhelm you sometimes. But can I tell you something? When we are in, that's good, Jess, I'm about to say that. When we are in his perfect will, you will never be disappointed. Ah! You can disappoint you, but God will never, ever disappoint you. He will not. If you submit, if you surrender, if you give it over to him, God will never, ever, ever leave you disappointed. So I want to give you a scripture. I've been studying Naaman, and we were on the devotional Saturday, and I taught some things on Naaman. But I want to talk about the amount of faith, what was produced according to his faith. God works with faith, even if it's imperfect. Woo! Come on. God works with faith, even if it's imperfect. And God never leaves anything half done. Woo! My God. My God. God is a complete work. So Philippians 1:6, because we like to use this scripture about God completing things. Now, this verse was really talking about finances, but it can be used for sanctification. It can be used for missions, right? But what it involves is us making a sacrifice. Ooh, that's what, period. What it involves is us making a sacrifice. But you're going to have to know that in making the sacrifice, there's nothing that's being stolen from you. Ooh, come on, y'all. When you make the sacrifice, there's nothing being stolen from you. You have to get this in your head. Whatever sacrifice I'm making to follow God, whatever sacrifice I'm making to walk into the fullness of who God called me to be, nothing is being stolen from you. God doesn't steal. God isn't taking from you, right? John 10:10, the thief. God is not the thief. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. Whatever God is requiring of you and asking of you, there is nothing being stolen from you. The enemy will make you feel like it's falling apart when it's really already all the way being put back together. When we look at another part of John 10:10, it says abundant life. When we look at life abundantly, what we're saying is the abundant life is life abounding. Woo! In the fullness, oh my God, in the fullness of joy, in the fullness of strength for the spirit, soul, and body. So when God comes and says, I've come to give you life abundantly, he's talking about, I'm going to bring you into the fullness of joy. I'm going to bring you into the fullness of strength, and it's going to impact you, spirit, soul, and body. Fullness of it, not a part of it, not a piece of it, not a little bit of it. He's going to bring you into the fullness of it. So if God gives you instructions, now remember, Naaman was a Gentile. He was not an Israelite. He was on the outskirts. He was not an Israelite. As a matter of fact, he was a commander of an army that was seen warring against the Israelites. But his commander at the time had the favor of God. Naaman had captured a slave girl that was working for him that was a believer. And she said, hey, I know somebody can take care of this, right? Right? She said, I know somebody can take care of this. He had leprosy and he had been living and fighting and still warring. And I'm looking at Naaman and say, man, it takes strength to show up in purpose. Woo! When you in pain, woo! It takes strength to show up in purpose when you in pain. He may not have been a believer, but he still was showing up in purpose, even when he was in pain. So we in this position, and she says to him, I know somebody can take care of you. He goes to the king of Israel. King of Israel's like all distraught and tore his clothes. They trying to kill us. This is set up. Elijah steps in and says, what you tripping on? Like, send him to me. Like, what you tripping on? Send him to me. So Naaman knows and trusts that this girl has said that this man can heal him. He's there. Elijah don't even come out the house because Elijah ain't even trying to take glory for what God has. He don't take any of the gifts. He just simply says to Naaman, I need you to go dip yourself in the water, in the river, 7 times. Naaman, at the point that he hears what's required of him, my God, is, oh my gosh, I'm not dipping myself in this Jordan River. There's other rivers that I could dip in. This river is dirty. And he's about to miss the opportunity of a lifetime. Simply because the instructions seemed outside the boundaries of what he was willing to do. If you will follow the instructions in this season, God will work with your faith, even if it's imperfect. If you will follow the instructions in this season, God will work with your faith, even as if it's imperfect. He was about to give up and miss this. And then the servants that were with him was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, if he'd have told you this this way, then you would have done it. You better go do what he's asked or requiring you to do. That's what he said, right? He says, you better go do it. So God will work with your faith, even if it's imperfect. Matthew 17:20-21. It says, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible with you. He was checking the disciples because they couldn't cast out a demon, right? He was letting them know, my God, that what you need for this to happen is just a little bit of faith. Woo, my God. So Naaman, here we are. Naaman was in a cultural situation. He was culture. He was this man. He was not a believer of God, right? But it shows me that God can meet us exactly where we are. Woo! And he is even mentioned in Luke 4:27. And there were many in Israel with leprosy. Woo! In the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman of Syria. Woo! He received a miracle that others could have received, but it took his faith. Woo! Come on. It took his faith. God never leaves anything half undone. God will work with your imperfect faith, right? God will work with your imperfect faith. God will work with where you are. You only need a little bit of faith. My God, one of the things I pray often, Lord, I trust you, but I'm struggling with unbelief. I tell God this all the time. My whole last 9 years, oh my God, since my late husband went to be with the Lord, has been nothing but a journey of faith. Next March, coming into next March, I'll be in ministry full-time, 7 years. My whole last 9 years has been nothing but faith. Faith without rails. I will tell you without a doubt that he never leaves anything half done. Never leaves half done. So I constantly tell God, he will work with imperfect faith. Lord, I hear you. This is hard. But here's what I need. You're going to have to help my unbelief. I believe you. I know this is you. I feel your presence. I hear what you're saying. It's hard. It's a struggle. Please help my unbelief. And just like when God encountered the man who needed a healing in his household, he was like, Jesus, if, right? The woman with the issue of blood. Then the man, he's like, Jesus, if you can. And Jesus says, if I can, right? And he's like, I believe, I've seen your miracles. I've seen your signs. I've seen your wonders. And it's so hard when you're under pressure, right? It's so hard when you're under pressure. It's so hard when the deadline is here. The deadline is now. So hard when the bills are stacked up. It's so hard when the children are all over the place. It's so hard when it looks like the marriage is in failure. It's so hard when it looks like your singleness has been so long. It's hard when it looks like nothing is moving, Key. It's hard when it looks like your bank account got $1.99 in it. It is so hard. But there are miracles assigned for you. My God, there are miracles assigned for you along the way. God's hand, God never leaves anything half done. He just doesn't do a half done. God never leaves anything half done. He just does it. Yes, Jess, it's so hard when it looks like you've been there before, right? It's so hard when God is asking you to trust him again. It's hard. It's hard. It is hard. But if you will ask him, if you will gain an understanding first that he never leaves anything half done. God, you never leave. If you will remind him, because you're talking to yourself, of your promises. I got a scripture I'm holding on to right now. It's Psalms 34 and 10. The young lions suffer, want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And I just keep reminding the Lord, I was up this morning, I got some things that are still undone. And I said, Lord, there are some things that are still undone. Help me with my unbelief. Help my faith not to fail in this season. Some of this is hard, but I'm going to put my full weight and I'm going to put my trust in you and on you, because you told me I will lack no good thing. You told me that the struggle was over. You told me that this was my season to walk as the privilege. You told me that the walls were down. You told me that increase was upon my life. You told me that this was my time. This is the time now. Right? As I was talking to him this morning, and wherever I have not had belief, help me with my unbelief. Help me with my unbelief, because I truly believe you. I know you are not a God that lies. I know you are not a God that listens. And wherever you will, you will provide. Wherever he wills you. And what I mean by will, wherever he calls you to go, he will never provide. No, Janice, he is strong about that in his word. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Woo! I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. No seed that you have sown. Woo! There's a scripture that I hold on to. In the same year that Lakeisha sowed, she reaped. No seed you will have sown will not produce a harvest from this point on. Everything you touch, everything you touch shall prosper. My God, everything you put your hands to in this season shall work. Not because of you, not because of the God you serve, because of the time, because of the place, all you need to do is trust. Lord, I will trust you. Lord, I will obey you. Lord, I'm putting my heart in your hands. I'm putting the vision in your hands. I'm putting the children in your hands. I'm putting my marriage in your hands. I'm putting my singleness in your hands. And I will trust you and obey you. I will not lean into my own understanding. So guide me and lead me. God, I'm going to say this again and we're going to close it out. God works with faith, even if it's imperfect. Ooh! No, DeShannon, never delayed. Never ever delayed, never denied. And if it looks like God says no, I promise you, better is coming. I promise you, better is coming. 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 I promise you, better is coming. It is coming. Lean into the Lord. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you that it excels. I thank you that it promotes, that it increases. I thank you, Lord God, that it will not be stolen and that it will be planted in our heart. I thank you, Lord God, wherever we are, have had trust issues, that we will trust and obey you. I thank you, Lord God, from this moment on, we will be anchored in the truth of your word. Lord God, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of darkness. So today, Lord God, we pulled out our sword to kill unbelief. We pulled out our sword today to chop up and to kill unbelief. Lord God, help us with our unbelief. We desire to trust you like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. No, Julia, you want me? And you don't have to. Can I tell y'all something? You do not have to accept. We will. Can I say this? I want to help you. Yeah, if you dealing with sickness in your body, you need to go meditate. Everything that the word of God says on healing, it's not magic, but your faith needs to be built up to a place where you understand that the Lord can do a miracle. I'm living in a household with a miracle. He just went to his last physician visit. He got one more physical therapy. I'm living in a household with a miracle. I'm living in a household with the impossible. I'm living in a household of heal. He was supposed to have plates and screws in his ankle for the rest of his life. They are not in his ankle, and his ankle is fully working. They told him he would never be able to walk without the plate and the screws in his ankle. The plate and screws are not in his ankle, and his ankle is fully working. He can jump on it. He has been able to run on it. He has climbed Pinnacle Mountain on it. I'm living in the house with a miracle, with a healing miracle. God can and will and does heal. If you are fighting sickness in your body, be it resolved today. This is not my plight. Be it resolved today. This is not the way that God is going to leave me. Put everything in your ear that talks about healing. Take it off your list. Take it off your list. Stop calling. I have. Don't even say you have it anymore. I'm not saying you're not acknowledging it's not real, but stop taking possession of it. Stop taking possession of it. Stop owning it like it's your calling card. Stop rejoicing in the sickness. Sometimes we'll rejoice in sickness. We'll rejoice in rejoice in health. I'm healthy. I'm healed. I'm whole. Even if your body don't look like it, I'm healthy. I'm healed and whole. Lord, you said, if I believe, I can cast this in the sea. So I'm casting fibromyalgia in the sea. I'm casting diabetes in the sea. I'm casting. Come on now. I'm speaking to high cholesterol and I'm putting it in the sea. Don't stop acting like God has said, oh, I want you sick. God doesn't have to have you sick to prove something. Now, do we go through trials and suffering and all this other stuff? Absolutely. Is his grace sufficient? Absolutely. But God doesn't have to pin sickness on you for something to happen. It doesn't. It is not. I live with a miracle. Yeah, come on, auntie. Sickness and disease is not my portion. And we will accept things that God has never asked us to accept. Same thing for poverty. If you are struggling in your finances, God does not want you in lack. He wants you dependent upon him, but he does not want you in lack. Meditate everything about God's provision. No, I am not supposed. If you are giving God your best, if you are tithing, if you are putting it all out there, if you are following the Lord the best you can, he does not want you strung out or stressed over bills. If there's some things you've done, repent. If you've not tithed or given the way he called you to do, repent. As soon as you repent, ask God, God, now I need you to take and turn things over. Lack and poverty is not my portion. I did say fibroids, and lack and poverty is not my portion. I'm not receiving this for my life. I'll never be able to be a blessing to the people that you have called me to be a blessing when I don't have enough. Lack and poverty is not my portion. So I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to be a good giver. I'm going to be a good giver. And then practice the art of silence, of learning to listen. My God, to his voice. Father, I need to be more keen and sensitive to your voice, so that I can walk in the fullness of what you have called me to do. Yes, Janice, because Jesus already paid the price. Just give me, and there'll be people who come and tell you it don't work like that. Anybody, time somebody tells you to not meditate the word of God, you ought to be concerned. Because whatever I'm wrestling against is not of this world. And he told me to put on my full armor. Put on my helmet of salvation, put on the breastplate of righteousness, Let my feet be shod with the gospel of peace. Gird my loins with truth. Pick up my sword in the spirit and wield it towards whatever it is that's coming against me. I pray today that you get fresh revelation of God's will for you. I pray today that you get fresh revelation of God's desire of healing for you. I pray today that you get fresh revelation of God's desire of abundance. I pray today you get fresh revelation that on this earth, in our churches and in our lives, miracles, signs, and wonders should be following us. I pray you get fresh revelation today of God's very best for you. And even if you are in a season of trying and proofing, that you come to an understanding that at the end of the season, there is always deliverance. God's going to deliver you. God's going to deliver you. I pray today that you get revelation. God is going to deliver you. That he is going to deliver you. He does not plan on you to live like this always. Romans 8:17. And if children, also heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so may we be glorified. And I just don't think that's just in heaven. I'm sorry. I'm foolish enough to believe that God wants me to experience some of his good things here on earth as well. My God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is not because you've been perfect. This is not because you've been right. This is simply because he is God and that he loves you and you are his child and he expects you, he wants you to excel. He wants you to expand. He wants you to go to new levels. He wants you to flourish. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man what God desires to do for him. His ways are not our ways. They are not. Man cannot determine that for you. All right. Lord, we thank you that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't get off, because this is where people start jumping off. Y'all be thinking I'm done, right? Got two things. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So I don't want anybody coming on going, where are y'all? There'll be no devotion tomorrow. We will be I'm going to be traveling for Pillow Talk. No devotion tomorrow. We'll be back here Thursday. Y'all cover us in prayer for the assignment that we have. Two, you can still register for Pillow Talk virtual. You can be a part of the online experience. Go to the website. Go get registered for the virtual Pillow Talk. I promise you, it's not a waste of time. Friday night at 8 o'clock, Saturday from 7 to 1. We're just going to pour into you, giving you strategies, giving you wisdom, giving you knowledge, teaching you how to cast vision again. I'm going to teach you how to love yourself, teach you how to journal through the process, teaching you how to find the value within you, teaching you how to breathe through trauma. I promise you, it's a Pillow Talk that's worth the investment. Invest in you this weekend. That's the other thing. Go get 30 days of prayer. Now, if the Lord places it on your heart to give, partner to this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org, and find all the ways to give there. But the last most important thing is if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is your defining moment. This is your fresh start. This is what changed my life. I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, woo! I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Oh, my God. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. If you can't attend Pillow Talk, sow into somebody else's life. Sponsor someone. You can send us a gift and say, you know what? I can't be there, but I want to sow into this. Sow into someone else's life. If you register and something happens and you don't get all of it, we'll have it recorded and you'll be able to go back and replay it later. I love y'all so much. God loves you so much more. God is not out of resources. God is not out of healing. God is not out of wealth. God is not out of divine timing. He's not. You are in the fullness. Like God is in the fullness. God is full of everything you need. Tap into him and receive it. I'll see y'all on Thursday at 6 a.m. Love y'all so much. Love, woo! Peace, and blessings. Thank you. 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 Thank you.